This is the AV15, a production of the Atlantic Voice podcast. If you've got a quarter of an hour for us, then we've got 15 minutes for you. So grab your skinny, venti, double whip mocha, your cup of tea with milk and two sugars, or something with bubbles if that's your fancy, and spend the next 15 minutes with us here at the Atlantic Voice. I'm Zef, this is the AV15. I am here, in fact, I'm sitting al fresco. On a beautiful September day, I'm here with our guest, Kelly Sullivan. But as I say, Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem. It's a beautiful fall day. It's 70 degrees. There's green trees, kids out playing, traffic going by. It's a nice enough day where I would like to go for a walk. And funnily enough, Kelly is on because you're here to talk about the Walk for Alzheimer's. Talk to me a little bit about this event that's coming up.
So I've been involved with the Walk to End Alzheimer's. This is my third year now. Participated the past 2 years, and the Alzheimer's Association puts on this walk every year as their biggest fundraiser to raise money for the support, care, and research regarding the Alzheimer's disease. Typically, I participate in the walk, which is in D.C., around the monuments on the National Mall, but there are walks all over the country. In 2011, they had over 650 walks, and I imagine they'll have about the same amount this year.
This walk is coming up at the end of September. Can you give our listeners a date?
Sure. So the one that I'm participating in is September 29th, and that one is in Fairfax. It's on a Sunday, and typically the walks are in the morning, but this one's actually an evening candlelight vigil.
So let me ask you a question, staying on the walk part of it, but I do want to come back to talk about the candlelight vigil. You said these are going on all over the country. Is everyone walking to end Alzheimer's on September 29th, or do different parts of the country do their walks at different times?
There are different walks all over the country on different dates. So I'm participating in Fairfax, Virginia on September 29th, but there's one in Washington, D.C. around the monuments on October 26th, and there are ones all over. There's, for those in the D.C. area, there are ones in Frederick, Manassas. You can go on the Alzheimer's Association website and enter your zip code, and it'll show you the walks that are closest to you.
So anyone, all our listeners across the states, there you go, you can get on, and you, if you want to get involved, you can find something near you. Talk to me a little bit then, if someone was to sign up, they're going to listen to this show and they think, oh, I want to help Kelly out. Talk me through that day. What goes on? I know you touched on about a candlelight vigil at the end of the day. Talk to me about what happens. What does that day look like?
So the past 2 years, like I mentioned, I participated in the one on the National Mall, and we typically get there early in the morning, and it's a huge event. There are tons of teams there. Some teams have customized shirts that they've put together for their own cause or the family member that they're walking in honor of.
So people participate as a team?
People participate as a team. You can sign up as an individual, but a lot of people will do it with their company or with their family, do it through school, things of that nature. So there are a lot of bigger teams. And I've typically done it with the company that I work for, but also invited friends and family. And they have a huge rally. There's band playing, lots of people playing music, people doing crafts. One of the things that they do is they have a station where you can make a flower to symbolize the loved one that you know who has Alzheimer's or did suffer from Alzheimer's. And there are different colors. So purple, for example, could mean I had a family member pass away from Alzheimer's. Yellow could mean I know somebody who's currently suffering with Alzheimer's. Orange could be I have Alzheimer's myself, and you write their name on it. So there's a bunch of activities for not only adults, but also kids. And then when the walk commences itself, everybody kind of joins together, and you know, it's just a nice fall day. We walk around the monuments, and there's a 1 or 3 mile course.
Okay.
So you can either take the short option if you're busy and you have things to do but just wanted to come out, but there's also a longer one. You get to take in a little bit more sights and stay around a little bit longer.
And then when the walk finishes, are there, you know, bands playing and food and other events? What goes on after the act of walking to end Alzheimer's?
So a lot of people will bring sort of food or snacks, something, mostly in the morning. And there is the band still playing once you cross the finish line. My family, we've typically had the tradition, we'll go out to lunch together with all the friends and family who came out to support the event. So, it, like I said, it's a really nice fall day, and a lot of people sort of make a whole day-long event out of it.
Now, I'm assuming this is like, you know, all kinds of different charity events, walks, bicycle rides. All the participants have to get sponsorship?
You don't have to get official sponsorship. So my company was a sponsor for the walk last year. They were a gold sponsor. But you really, you know, if you can't get a huge amount of sponsorship, you can participate at the individual or just anything you can give makes a difference. So what you can do is you can sign up and you can pledge a donation yourself, or even if you don't have that much to give, the website gives you the opportunity to send a link out to your friends and family asking them to donate to your name or to the cause as well.
So let me ask you a question, obviously, now to get a bit more personal. Why are you doing this? And why, is there a reason why Alzheimer's? Or talk to me first about this notion of, I want to be involved in something.
I think my involvement started a few years ago, and it was just sort of a happy coincidence. I was joining a new company and was still transitioning into finding steady work, and the opportunity came up to get involved in service, to take up time and contribute to the firm. And it just so happened that the opportunity that was presented to me was to support the coordination and planning for the Walk to End Alzheimer's. And it just so happened that it's a cause that's near and dear to me because my grandfather passed away from Alzheimer's just a year ago. So I've seen firsthand the effect that it has, and I just didn't want to stand by and not get involved. I think growing up and going to Catholic schools, I've always heard to whom much is given, much is expected, and I wanted to act upon that and find a way to honor my grandfather's memory and give back the little that I can and help raise awareness, really, to others about how grave and critical this disease is.
Do you find, and I don't want to get too sort of psychobabble, but obviously you talk about your grandfather, and that's a very poignant moment and memory. Is it personal in that way for you, or is it a moment like, I think about my granddad today and I think about good times and stuff, or is it just like, my grandfather had Alzheimer's, I'm glad I'm here helping? Or is there a real personal resonance for you?
No, it is personal to me. I mean, I watched how his personality and all the memories that he had eroded over the years, and it really is, it's a devastating disease, and I don't think people realize how much it affects not only the person suffering from Alzheimer's, but the entire family, to watch somebody that you care about so much slowly fade away. And it's slow. It's not even like it happens overnight. So it's day by day. You're watching the person that you have grown fond of and have lots of memories with. You're watching them forget about those memories and forget who you are. And I think it's really painful. And I watched my grandmother deal with it and be by his side every single day. So for me, it is personal. But I also think people don't realize how critical it is. I think people see it as it's just a part of growing old. It's part of old age. But it's really much worse than that. And it's becoming so much more prevalent. And I don't think it's getting the attention it deserves.
Let me ask you a little bit then. You said a few moments ago that, you know, you're motivated. You feel you wanted to give back. You wanted to help other people. Obviously, we've just heard about the very personal connection with this particular disease. If it wasn't this, obviously, I get the sense that you'd been involved in something. But it is almost sort of not divine intervention, but fate that it ends up being something rather than I'm walking to save homeless animals. Do you know what I mean? It's...
Yeah, I mean, I think, like I mentioned, going to Catholic high school and always having service being ingrained in, you know, being a good citizen, not even that, but just it's something that I like to do, and I like to be able to feel that I give back, but this does mean so much more to me just because of the connection that I have.
And yet it was at your office, it just happened to be the charity or the cause of the week, for want of a better phrase. I mean, is that's sort of...
Yeah, it was just sort of the stars aligned when it just so happened that they needed somebody to help be the captain for this event. And it's something that I was given the opportunity once, but since then I've continued to be the captain because I've really enjoyed being able to contribute to it and being able to see how much impact we've been able to have and how it's grown over the years.
So the color badge you're wearing will be...
So how it works is if you donate or raise over $100, you get a purple Walk to End Alzheimer's shirt. So our whole team will be wearing the purple shirts.
Okay. Does your team have a name? Do you do something like that? Or is it named after your granddad? Or what mean? Or is it the company name? Or
so it typically in the past when I've done it with the company, it's the company name. But this year, doing it in Virginia, I made a name specifically in the honor of my grandpa. And it's Paces for Peepaw because we called my grandpa Peepaw.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's the name this year.
So how many people are on your team this year? And we're at the beginning of September. I know this will run in a couple of weeks just before the event. But as of now, about 3 weeks away, how many people are signed up to participate with you? How many people have you roped in?
Well, I can't give you an official number yet because I've gotten a lot of verbal yeses, but people who are a little, they procrastinate in terms of going to the website and signing up, so...
It's 3 miles! Oh, 1 mile!
Well, no, they'll be there.
Okay.
But they just haven't officially signed up yet. You know, people don't like officially signing up until a couple days before. But last year we had between 35 and 40 people come out, and I think and I hope that we'll have just that many, if not more, this year as well.
Talk to me a little bit from your perspective now as a participant. Obviously, the overall charity is...
The Alzheimer's Association is the foundation, is the organization.
And they're a national, here in the States, they're a national...
They're a national organization, yeah. They were founded in 1980, I believe, and the Walk to End Alzheimer's is something that they had started in 1993, and then it grew to a national level, and it became something that was a part of communities all over the country.
Now, this particular event coming up, do you have any sense of how many total people will be involved? I know, you know, you always see different rallies or charity walks on TV and they show all crowds of people. Do you have any sense of how big this event might be total? How big was it last year, let's say?
I'm not sure exactly how large the Fairfax, Virginia event will be itself, but I can say that the numbers that the Alzheimer's Association puts out for the walk for 2011, they had over 39,000 walkers partake in the Walk to End Alzheimer's that year.
Wow.
And that was in over 650 walks, and they raised over $47 million.
You get home at night, that Sunday night, you're lying in bed. Last year, how did it feel? How does it feel for you as a person?
I think... You know, I have mixed feelings. There's a little bit of sadness thinking about my grandpa, but I am proud because, you know, I know that he would love that we're all going out there and not just sitting by and letting it go without doing anything about it. So it's nice to be able to honor his memory and do play what little part I can in helping to hopefully bring about a cure for the disease and in the meantime also raise money for much-needed Alzheimer's care and support. A lot of people don't think about how much money goes into taking care of the people who has Alzheimer's. 1 in 6 adults over the age of 65 have Alzheimer's, and that number is only escalating.
It must be nice to share the experience, too, with friends and family, and that has to be something just really, you know...
It's nice to see that...
Satisfying.
...that friends care so much that... It's a cause that's near and dear to me, so as a result, it's something that's near and dear to them, too. So I had a number of friends come out, and even though last year the walk was early, people were out in D.C. at 8:30 in the morning, a little bit red-eyed, but...
this is a Sunday, right?
Well, so last year it was on a Saturday, Saturday early morning. That's why I picked the Sunday evening one.
I'd
have a better chance of getting
some people out.
Sleepy bodies out.
Okay, that's
yeah.
The nice way to put it. Are
yeah.
you looking... This local event is every year?
Yes.
Correct?
Correct.
Do you yourself plan to get in? Are there any other causes that, now that you've done this, and obviously, yes, there is a personal connection, but two, from talking to you now, you enjoy the act of being involved in something that's going to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
Has this experience motivated you to get involved in Walking for the Animal Shelter or breast cancer or, you know, feeding the homeless? Talk to me a little bit about that side of yourself, and has this walk, or has the fact that this walk resonates with you at a personal level, does that sort of superseded maybe other causes that you might have been drawn to?
I don't think it's necessarily superseded other causes. I mean, naturally, it's the one that's first and foremost in my list of priorities, but the company that I work for, there are always a number of service events that they're promoting and encouraging people to be involved in, and I always, you know, when I can, like to go out and participate in events like that. Last year, I helped on a Martin Luther King service day, so we were fixing up a school, you know, painting murals and putting together bookshelves. And I also was the captain for the Rebuilding Together Day team, which we went out to a housing site for low-income families in Alexandria, and we helped, you know, fix up just little things around their community home that had kind of gone unnoticed or neglected. So we did some weeding and some painting, just minor repairs to help increase the quality of the homes that they were living in. So there are a number of things like that, and I don't know, I like going out and not only being able to make a little bit of an impact, but also doing it with other people. So,
yeah. Let me ask you a question. So give a 10-second pitch to anyone who's never heard of this before. And again, we have listeners all over the world, but especially here all over the States. Quickly give people a 10-second pitch why they should get involved, and how can they find out about getting involved wherever they live? Are there websites, newspapers? How does that work?
Okay.
And is there food? Because I'm sure I would need to know that there's something to eat at the end of it.
Okay, well.
But I'm easily pleased.
First things first, there is food.
Okay.
There's always food and snacks, and Alzheimer's Association provides those, but I like to bake, so I bring baked goods as well.
Oh, excellent.
So anyone looking for free baked goods should join my team.
Okay.
But I think the primary thing is people don't realize how grave a disease this is, and 5 million people in the U.S. are living with Alzheimer's now, and that number is expected to grow to 13.8 million by 2050. And the amount of money that it's costing right now, it's $203 million. It's expected to grow to $1.2 trillion by 2050. It's a huge issue, and I think people don't realize how serious it is. And for those who have lived with the disease, whether it be through a friend or family member or loved one who's had it, they see firsthand how devastating it is to watch somebody slowly fade away. So, you know, we can't find a cure in a week, but you can do, it's not that hard to go out, have a good day with friends and family on a nice fall day, and take a little bit of a walk to play a part and to help do what you can to raise money for the Alzheimer's Association. So people looking to get involved, whether you're in the D.C. area or not, you can go to the Alzheimer's Association website, which is ALZ.org, and that'll give some general information about the Alzheimer's disease and what the mission of the Alzheimer's Association is. And to find a walk near you, you can go to act.alz.org.
I'll put all those links up on the website for anyone who's interested in learning more about supporting this particular cause and also the specific walk that our guest is on. Kelly, thanks for being on the AV15. Thanks for being so sharing with us about something that I know is really important to you personally. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been the AV15, a production of the Atlantic Voice podcast. If you'd like to be on the AV15, please send us an email at atlanticvoice@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at @Atlantic_voice, and all our episodes, whether it be the AV15 or the podcast itself, can be found on iTunes. The Atlantic Voice, 3,000 miles of opinion.